Source Trunk, your trunkload of open source.
Hi, and welcome to Source Trunk episode 56, recorded on the 18th of February 2010. This podcast will try to show the listeners the more practical examples of open source and free software. I will do this by taking random open source software and give it a little test run. I will be drinking a hopper with this episode. My wife and I had a little birthday party where we had 20 different sorts of cheeses and of course 12 different sorts of beer. We had Chimay Dark, we have Duvel of course, Creek Bellevue, Creek Lindemans for people who really like a little creek with their cheeses. We had Augustin Brun. We had, of course, Sint Bernardus Pater 6. We had Sint Bernardus Prior 8, which is a really, really lovely beer. We had the triple of Sint Bernardus, which I have to review still. I didn't have the chance to do so. We had triple Carmelite and, of course, the Westmalle triple, which is still my favorite. And we also had the Hoppe Pils. The Hoppe Pils is just an ordinary pils, if you can talk about the pils in this way. Me personally, I'm not too keen of pils. It's it lacks the good taste of a good regional beer, a good pater, a good triple, or a good brown beer. A pils is just a simple beer. And here in Belgium, I'm not really keen of Stella Artois or Jupiler. I was really searching for a good replacement of a pils. A Bavik pils as well is pretty good. And this Hoppe, I found completely by accident at the Hop Duvel in Ghent. And the Hop Duvel is a shop where you can buy all sorts of artisanal beers, all sorts of microbrewery beers. And they have a really big, how should I call it, a sort of a stowing room where you can find all those beers crated next to each other. They have the really, really hard to find beers. I'll put a link of their site on the website and you'll see for yourself. They have an enormous list of beers and Hoppe is one of their pils beers. And I was completely blown away by the price. It is extremely cheap. It is a really, really cheap beer. Even more less expensive than the most inexpensive beer you can find at the supermarket. And it appears to be a very let's say a very clean beer, a very without any addition to it that would ruin the taste. It's made of real malt and it has a really, really nice taste. Enough talking about the Hoppe Pils. I have a high glass for it, not a round, but just a Pils glass, and I'll pour it like a real Pils. That means not too fast, and have a little sip. It's refreshing. It's just a good pils. I'm not too keen of pils, but this one is really good. I've finally found my pils beer. And on a side note, the strike of the InBev brewery is completely over. There were no layoffs. Apparently it was not needed to put people off, to put people on the street. So everything is a-okay and Belgium is exporting beer again. So no worries, you'll get your beer in a second. Okay, enough about beer, let's go.
Web applications.
Ampatchy. Now, what is it? According to the site, they have a good definition of Ampatchy, what it is and what it ain't. Ampatchy is a solution for accessing your music collection from any computer with internet access. It's also a backend for supplying the player of your choice with HTTP streaming support with all of your music. And it's both a frontend and a backend for various local play options, meaning you can use Ampatchy to control MPD as well as supply MPD with the music it is to play. And I'll explain the MPD in a bit. What it isn't, Ampatchy is not a media converter. It's designed to keep your media accessible to play anywhere. It doesn't provide options to convert between formats unless transcoding is required to play in your player of choice. It's not a universal player. So that means Apache doesn't use codecs. It simply streams the music to your player. If set up correctly, it can convert music on the fly in case you use a player that doesn't read a specific format. For instance, if your player doesn't support FLAC, Apache can transcode it on the fly to MP3 or any other format. That's what the Apache site has to say about it. Okay, what would you use it for? First, let's explain. Apache is a web engine. It runs under PHP, and it gives you the possibility to stream your music collection from your own home server. I personally use it because lately quite regularly, I have to stay in hotels, and when I'm not with colleagues and not going into town or having a drink in the lobby, I take my laptop in the bar or I stay in my room, do some programming, read my mail. And one thing I miss then, apart from my family, is my own music. And I will not take all my music with me because it's too big to fit on my hard drive. I use VirtualBox, I have no space for music on it. So I'll have to get it from somewhere. And Apache lets me listen to my music from my home server. In this way, I'm sure I can always listen to what I'm in the mood for at the moment. If I had a rotten day at work, some Rollins band or Fugazi would do the trick. I could use Ozark Tentacles, for example, to do some heavy coding and so on and so on. You can fill in for yourself what you would like in what circumstance. Let's describe Apache. I take any browser, be it my own laptop or even a computer or laptop that has been provided by the hotel, and I surf to my own website and to the Apache directory. There, the only thing I have to do is provide a username and my password, and I get a complete overview of my albums that are loaded on my home server. On the left pane, I can browse by song title, by albums, by artists, by playlists, radio stations, or video. I'll get back to that in a second. On the top, there are different buttons to operate. That means here I can play my playlist, make a new playlist, I can go to the preferences pane, I can delete a playlist, and so on and so on. And in the middle, of course, is my complete list of albums, or if I'm browsing by artist, my complete list of artists. You really have to see it. It's difficult to explain if you're not seeing it, but I'll try to keep it short and go to the features in a sec. Now, when I have selected a playlist, when I know what I want to play, I can choose from different methods to play it. That means I can stream the music from my web browser to a local application. For example, VLC will perfectly play a stream, and VLC will pop up and then play my complete playlist. Or if I don't like to use a local application, for example, if you are using a laptop from somebody else or from the hotel and you don't have applications on it and you don't want to install applications on it, you can use Apache's own little flash player, and then a little flash player will pop up and play your complete playlist with album art and everything. It is really, really, really cool. Just trying it out, I selected one song, I have a playlist of one song, I just click on play and hop, a little Apache XSPF player is starting up and playing it for me. This is really, really cool and handy. You can take the little window and place it somewhere on your desktop. It doesn't take a lot of real estate, and you can click away your browser that is in front of you. Now, how does this work? How can you install something like this? Well, the installation is not as easy as a simple application. You need a web server, you need a PHP enabled web server. Any web server will do as long as it has PHP, and you need a MySQL database server, which nowadays is not too hard if you have your own web server running somewhere. On a Debian, for example, you can even do apt-get install Apache, and it will install the complete shebang for you. So it's not really magic anymore. Okay, you've installed your Apache, And from within Mpatchy, you will create a catalog. And that catalog will have a starting point from where it can search music. And that will mostly be your complete music database. But the fun thing is, you can have different catalogs. You can let it search through your music that is on your hard drive. You can have it search through a USB stick where you have music on. You can let it search through an external hard drive, and so on and so on, all by means of different catalogs. The moment you have a catalog, it will search for the music, and it will update its database, and it will even search for more information about music, and will even search for album art if you want to. So that makes it really easy to build a catalog and use Mpatchy in less than, let's say, 3 hours. It did my complete music collection, which is more than 100 gigabytes. It did it over, I think, 3 hours or something like that. So that is not long if you know what it has to do. It really has to go through the complete list. But as I said, there is more. You can stream the music to an application. You can use the little flash player, or you can use Local Play. And Local Play will use the MPD, the music player daemon, to play music on a box that is not the box where Mpatchy is at that moment playing. I'll explain better than this. I have a media player in our living room, and from within Mpatchy, I can completely control the music player daemon, which resides on that media box. And so from within my Mpatchy, I can make playlists and play that playlist not from the laptop where I'm browsing from, but from the music player daemon that is residing on that media box. So I could be 300 kilometers away from home, but still completely, how should I say it, scare everyone in the living room by just playing random music, for example. That can be handy if you're really too lazy to get out of your chair and you would like to use your little mobile phone to browse to Mpatchy and completely start music on your media box. So Local Play is not too hard to install. It's really easy. The only thing you need is a music player daemon, and I'll put a link on SourceTrunk how you can install this on the machine of your choice. I can also play it my Democratic Play. And Democratic Play is a communal vote-based playlist feature. So you can use it in situations where you have many users and a single output source, for example, an office or a little party. And there are two types of users on a Democratic Playlist. You have your admins and you have your voters. Admins have the same rights as voters, so voters can only add or remove their votes to or from the playlists. And admins, they can also completely remove a song from the playlist. And the Democratic Playlists also have a base playlist. So the base playlist is what is used when there are no voted songs. In this way, you can have a party and everybody has a say in what is played that night via Mpatchy. That is, let's say, the four basic methods of playing your music via Mpatchy. There is even more. You have Amarok integration. That means that you can use Amarok as a front end for your Mpatchy server. Amarok will use the XML API and it will browse and play songs as though they were on your local computer. So you don't really need a browser per se. You don't really need a browser to browse to your Mpatchy directory. You can also use Amarok if you would like to use Amarok more than just browsing to your music. You can even use some command line automation. For example, perhaps you would like Mpatchy to every night rescan your folder with music. Then you can make a little batch script and just via command line automation have it reorganize the database. I talked about the Democratic Playlists. There is IATN support, which is which gives you the possibility to translate the Apache instance, the interface, with a native language. It has IPv6, of course. It has Last.fm scrolling support. As said, you can control a music player daemon with Apache. It has shoutcast control and also the Winamp remote control. Another great feature I discovered is network-based transcoding. Now, network-based transcoding is really simple. If I'm at home and I'm using my browser to use Apache, then I don't want my music to be transcoded to 64 bits. All my music is encoded in 192 bits for quality purposes, and I don't want it to be downsampled to 64. But when I'm in a hotel room and I'm on a really crappy internet connection, it's a good thing to have your music downsampled to 64 bits. And the network-based transcoding will look at your IP range and from that will determine if you are at home, which is a static IP range, or it is something else, and then you're probably somewhere on the internet listening to your music, and then it will transcode the complete music playlist you are playing. Also, the Find Album Art button is pretty nice. If you don't have album art with your album, you just click on the Find Album Art button and it will fetch it for you. There are user themes. If you don't like the theme Apache comes with by default, you can choose other themes or even download other themes. There are not much themes at the moment, but enough to get you going. And there is a very nice demo at apache.org/demo. I will put also the link in sourcestrong.com. And there's even more. You can watch your videos with Apache. You can have a list of your favorite radio stations from within Apache. You can, if you would like, have more specified searches. You can look at the statistics of your Apache, what is the most popular. You can add users to your Apache. And this is really neat, because in this way, you can have friends and family listen to your music, or you can see who is listening to what music in your catalog. You can put different sorts of things you can do in a user account. Some people only can listen to music. Some people can even download yourself, for example, download your music in high resolution. And it's very easy to administer these users and what they can do. The only thing I would like to have added to this is dynamic playlists. That is not supported yet. And real browsing through the albums with the album art flipping from one side to another. I think it must be possible with today's web features. But apart from that, it is really, really cool. And as always, I just nearly scratched the surface, but it's because there is more to it. The installation, like I said, you need a web server with PHP support and a MySQL database. In my case, the Flash player did not work. I had not the right FAAD and MP3 SPLT installed. In this way, it could not transcode my music, but an apt-get install FADD and an apt-get install MP3 SPLT just did the trick. If you're running into trouble when you're installing, just activate the debug mode for Apache and you'll see directly in the error logs what is going wrong and what you should do to get it running. The offers, there is a core development team, Karel Vollmer, Momoai, Xgizmo, surely is not his real name, and Martin Diphorn. It's available completely operating system independent, of course. Any web server, PHP 5.3 on Windows and PHP 5.2 on all others, or newer, of course. MySQL 5.x or higher, and the latest release is 3.5.4 maintenance release of Apache. And I'm personally on the nightly build and I really love it. You can get it from apache.org and the license is GNU GPL. You can support it by donating to Apache or buy an Apache t-shirt. Okay, I hope this gave a bit of an overview of what Apache can do for you. On a side note, the 8th annual Southern California Linux Expo will be held the February 19th until the 21st. Yes, that is today. I got the mail a bit late about scale, so if you haven't done so already or you are in the neighborhood and you can still change your gear, contact Scale and see if you can still register. Probably not. Maybe you can still do so. Just give them a little mail or try to contact them in another way. Scale Southern California Linux Expo. Okay, let's wrap it up. Leave your comments on sourcestrong.com or mail me directly via sourcestrong@gmail.com. I'm leaving you with Prevent the World by Criteria. Oh yeah, and almost forgot, a little help from the listeners, if possible. If someone has a really good explanation of how to use MIFTV with a satellite dish and a card, a little card to decrypt the encrypted programs, just drop me a line, drop me a mail, drop me anything. I've been really busting my head around this problem. I've got OpenSASNG, if people know what it means, but I'm still not able to get it running. So yes, that's my little piece of open source problems, but I will get it running. It's still a matter of hours. Thanks for your time and good hunting.